who is now the Managing Director of Community Radio Ludlow Limited, which hopes to win a licence from the Home Secretary to get Sunshine Radio back on the air. I rang Graham early this morning and I asked him just what state Sunshine was in today.
Well, it's in a state of excitement, obviously, because of the announcements we all learned of yesterday. But we've been planning this for the period of two to three years. We've been in constant communication with the Home Office, and we're still waiting.
Waiting for what?
Well, we're waiting for that licence, which we've always wanted, and we'll get.
Now, what can you do to convince the Home Office that they ought to give you a licence?
I think we've done everything. In the past experience proved that we ran a station. It was illegal some 2 years ago. We proved to be very successful, very popular, and it was a worthwhile asset to the community.
One of the conditions of getting a licence is that you stop pirate broadcasting now. Will you go along with that?
Well, you say pirate broadcasting. I know the station intends to do further tests to satisfy ourselves what requirements we think we'll need.
The key test which stations will have to pass, according to Douglas Hurd, is to obtain their licence to broadcast, is that of widening the range of consumer choice. Now, do you think you can do that with the Sunshine Radio in the Ludlow-Leominster area?
Of course we can, because, I mean, the fundamental factor is that the whole radio spectrum will be shaken up. And in this shake-up, for instance, Radio 1 will lose its medium wave frequency. So all that people can listen to in Shropshire at the moment, pop music-wise, is Radio 1 on medium wave. Well, when they become VHF only, there will be no medium wave service, apart from yourself, of course, known in this area as the Bermuda Triangle, Leominster, Ludlow and Tenbury Wells, which is void from any broadcast at the moment. And we want, and a lot of other people want, something, some form of communication system in this little niche to fulfill a need, which is there. I mean, ask local people, ask local business people. They will tell you it is there. So it still is there after 3 years of absence from Sunshine Radio.
Yeah. So just tell me what sort of service you would offer to that your area.
Well, I can't really go into program details because really at this stage the program content is the least of the least of our problems. The main problem is to convince the Home Office, which we are doing at this stage, that there is a definite need in this triangle of towns for a radio station.
It, of course, costs money to run a radio station.
Oh, of course.
Has Sunshine Radio got that kind of money?
Yes, it has.
So you'd actually expect Sunshine Radio to be one of the stations to get a licence from Douglas Hurd, and you expect to be back on the air in the not-too-distant future?
Yes. I would put my mortgage on the line here. I would state that Sunshine Radio will be on the air very, very shortly under one of the new radio licences that are going to be available.
That's Graham Simons of Sunshine Radio. Graham Hughes of the BBC. Is it a viable proposition?
Well, a station like Sunshine under new re-regulation, I don't think any government is going to totally allow any new radio service to do what it wants. But a station like Sunshine could get going for something in the region of maybe as little as £50,000, which is a mere fraction of what it's taken for the independent local radio stations currently serving the West Midlands.
We both know what sort of restrictions rest on our shoulders working for the Beeb. What sort of restrictions would rest upon the shoulders of a community station like Sunshine?
I still think political balance in any news output that they do, but on the other hand, will they be able to afford any great deal of news output? Something that's surely BBC Radio Shropshire will still be the main source for local news within the county. Restrictions on commercials, political balance, those are probably the main two. Of course, they still have to get around the rather expensive problems of copyright and things like that, which they will have to pay for this time round.
Yes, last time they could play records without paying for them because they were a pirate station. This time they have to pay for the records?
They're going to have to play by what's going to be a new rule book. It's not going to be a total free-for-all. They're also going to have to follow some engineering specifications, which may prove expensive, but then again, they might not have to go to the lengths that we might have to at Radio Shropshire because we have to cover quite a large area. They'd be quite happy covering perhaps a 10-mile or so radius on Ludlow.
Now, the benefit to the listener is choice. That's the only benefit to a listener. They get more choice. So what is there in this bill that could guarantee that we don't all end up having the same radio station pumping out a different frequencies on the radio? In other words, every radio station sounds the same.
Absolutely none. The experience I've seen in the United States and in Canada, if you get to quite a loose form of regulation, which we probably will see from 1990, and we're seeing in newspapers, as an example in this country, there's a lot of competition. It becomes very cutthroat, and the lowers have to go for a maximisation of audience in order to earn those pound notes from advertising revenue. So I'm afraid that with most stations, the small community comes small commercial radio stations may sound the same.
But so Mr. Hurd, who says he's going to keep a light touch on these stations, a light touch may end up with repetition.
Absolutely. I'm afraid at the end of the day, all of these radio stations, even if they're supported by the community, must be profitable. Turn on Sunshine Radio.